Just tell them pulpit. That's really good. Everybody say praise the Lord. Let's just pray over this morning service. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather in your presence. Oh, sacrifice of praise, Crystal. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that we get to praise you this morning, that we get to worship you this morning and concentrate on you. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we just intercede over the remainder of this worship experience this morning, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Praises to your name. Holy, holy. Every rain proclaim. Hallelujah. Praises to your name and lift to you the sacrifice of praise. Call that number out for him, please. Hallelujah. Praises to your name. 462. Holy, holy, let every tongue proclaim Hosanna. Joyfully we raise and lift to you the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Let's sing it. Come on. Hallelujah. Praises to your name. Holy, holy, let every tongue proclaim Hosanna. We raise and lift to you the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praises to your name. Holy, holy, let every tongue proclaim Hosanna. Joyfully we raise and lift to you the sacrifice of praise. And lift to you. And lift to you the sacrifice of praise. And lift to you. And lift to you the sacrifice of praise. The Bible says if there's any sick among you, let them bring them forward to the elders of the church. And that prayer of faith will heal them. Somebody say, praise God. So maybe you have an issue this morning or some type of need this morning that we can agree with you with prayer with. Why don't you come on up and we'll do that for you. And the grace of God will be with you. Somebody say, praise God. Any kind of need that you have whatsoever, we'll pray for that. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And we got these prayer requests. You might want to turn the prayer requests in to Sister Kathy and she'll change those out right now for you if you want them. Joyfully we raise and lift to you the sacrifice of praise. And lift to you. And lift to you the sacrifice of praise. Hey, bro. And lift to you the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Praises to your name. Let's sing it. Come on. Hallelujah. He's a healer. Oh, he's a way maker. Yes. Holy, holy. Let every tongue proclaim Hosanna. Joyfully we raise and lift to you the sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praises to your name. Holy, holy, let every tongue. Hosanna, Hosanna. Joyfully we raise and lift to you the sacrifice.
One more time, is that all right?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praises to your name. Holy, holy, let every tongue. Hosanna, Hosanna. Joyfully we raise and lift to you the sacrifice of praise. And lift to you, and lift to you the sacrifice of praise. And lift to you, and lift to you the sacrifice of praise.
Why don't you take this time to give about 10 people a hug around their neck as he brings up the light. Crystal will play lightly. Brother Jesse, why don't you get ready to receive this morning's offering as they're going around loving each other. Amen. Somebody say thank God.
Was everyone ready? Everybody stand up. Say it's offering time. And we're happy about that. Amen. I'm going to do a little bit differently. I'm going to pass this around to you. So I don't want to get anyone confused and jump the gun here. But just prepare your seat and try to make this as quickly as possible. When you're ready, just stand up and hold it up. Lord, we thank you right now for this opportunity to sow into your kingdom, Father, to store up treasure, Lord, that won't go down with the stock market, that can't be stolen, Lord, that can't rust, can't decay, but, Father, eternal treasure in heaven, Father. Lord, we thank you that as we do this, that when we leave for heaven, we're not going on vacation with no money, but you are preparing a wonderful place for this, for us. You said if it weren't true, you wouldn't have told us that, Father. So we believe you, and we thank you for it, Father. Lord, and right now we just receive abundance in our finances as we do this. Lord, I pray an increase on everyone's finances here in supernatural ways. Lord, I pray for unexpected resources in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Dalton's going to pass it around to you.
Everything the devil trying to do right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray over these eyes right now that no evil would become them, that the plan of the devil is definitely spoiled. In Jesus' name, God is exalted. Pray for improvement in the eyesight right now in the name of Jesus. Devil, you're a liar in Jesus' name. She's victorious and standing strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I got to do that by stuff. Yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Already provided.
Yes, every promise you can claim,
every promise you can claim, just ask in His name, everything you need, He's already.
Let's sing that one more time. He's already provided. Come on now. Glory to God. Yes.
He's already provided. He's already provided.
Everything.
Everything you need.
glory to God. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise this morning. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Well, let's get ready for the Word of God this morning. Hallelujah. Is that a good one for you? Is tomorrow a holiday? Which holiday is tomorrow? Memorial Day. Lord have mercy. Oh, what do we do on Memorial Day? Everybody say Memorial Day one more time. You don't work on Memorial Day. That's what Dalton knows about. That's the day we don't get to work. Amen. Everybody say Memorial Day. Well, sounds like memory, huh? Everybody say memory or remember. God bless. The kids are gone. Somebody say amen. They just deserted. They said they've had enough of this. They ditched us and left. What is their Sunday school lesson this morning? What are they studying this morning? Do you know, Marty? The 23rd Psalm. My goodness. Praise God. God is faithful. All right. Everybody say remember three times. Say it one more time. Now, all of us know that, you know, everybody's going to quote Isaiah chapter 43:18. How many of you heard people quote that scripture? Everybody go there. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Act like you know it. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all like Dean's tie this morning? Everybody look at Dean's tie. He's got on a nice tie this morning, you know. I told you what, I picked that tie out, and he thought I was bringing it to the counter for him to see it, you know, but he bought the tie up, you know. Only tie there, but that's okay. I forgive it, my brother, and I'm not going to remember that anymore after today. Amen. You know, every time I see that tie, I'm just going to admire it on Dean. I'm not going to remember about the memory that I thought, you know, the experience that I would have wearing that tie, you know. I'm going to forget all about that, amen, and just enjoy this one that I got, amen. Hallelujah. You just remember next time I pick a tie out, amen, and bring it to the house. No, everybody say remember. Okay, it says, remember ye not the former things. Everybody say, woohoo, glory. All right. Neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Someone say, don't remember it anymore. Oh, anybody ever got excited about that? Someone say, forget about it. Well, there are some things you're supposed to forget about. But there are some things you are never to forget. Tomorrow's a holiday. It's Memorial Day. We're remembering veterans and all these other, you know, veterans. But in Scripture, you can be blessed, you know, just by holding things in your memory. He said, I will remember. So I'm going to be blessed by the things that I store in my heart, by the things I store in my head. Amen? There are certain things that people are never to forget. I don't like holidays too much because it's so boxy. You got to usually stay in a theme. But thank God the Lord did talk to me a little bit, amen, about today, you know, that he wants us to talk about remember. Amen? Now, listen, go also. Now, the Bible never contradicts itself, right? So we know in one verse it says this. It tells us in one place not to remember again. And we're trying to get with certain people to say that we're not to remember anything. And they think that's a scriptural thing. And they go off on the bandwagon with that. You know, don't remember anything. Forget about the past. The past is over. Well, let's go and contradict that just a little bit in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 8. So here in verse 4, chapter Isaiah 43:18, we have him saying, remember not. But then again in Isaiah 46, verse 8, it says, remember this. Isn't that strange? And show yourselves men, bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Now, isn't that something? One passage saying, forget about this and don't remember the things of old, then all of a sudden, here again, a couple chapters down, here he goes again. Now, remember the old things. Look at somebody say, remember old things. What I believe he's talking about in Isaiah chapter 43:18, we're to forget about. You know, everybody wants to go back and remember what it was like when they were in the clubs and bars, you know, and everybody tries to make that previous life that they used to live look glorified, you know, and look great.
You know, before I met Jesus, everything was going well, and he came in my life, and all my friends left. Anybody met people like that? I was fine until I got in the church, you know. But now I'm just sitting up in church, and you know, all the time, and I'm just missing out on so much. I tell you what, I'm not missing out on a thing, and neither are you. Amen? Well, those are the things you're not to remember, you know. There are certain people that remember partying in the clubs, partying in the bars, you know, and living this reckless life. Well, if you remember stuff like that, you will go back. There are certain people that cannot get their head off or their mind over the thing that they were supposed to have left. You will go back to what you remember. So you can erase those good times or supposedly good times away. I had a friend, Sister Judith, used to say she used to go to happy hour, but she never got happy at happy hour, you know. We have to even forget happy hour that would appear to be happy, amen, so that we don't return there. So to say, forget the days that the devil tried to lie to you and say they were good old days. Amen? So those are the things that God is talking about, forget. But these things that we are not to forget are what he brought us from. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's what you remember about something. Every once in a while, the devil tries to paint a pretty picture of something that was really ugly. Amen? Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy this morning. It's real quiet in here, but that's all right. Amen? You know, we think, you know, when before we met Jesus, you know, we had all this money and our life was all together. Amen? And I tell you what, you've come a long way. Remember. Let's go here. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy fathers, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell you. So it said, remember. We got to learn to remember what God has done for us. Everybody say, don't forget where you came from. Anybody ever met people like that? You know, they all of a sudden they get enough money to buy two candy bars instead of one. You know, then they forget where they came from. We might look good today, amen? Some of you might look good, amen? But don't forget where you came from. Do you hear what I'm saying? Forget the things, you know, forget God forgets your sins and iniquities and all of those things, but don't forget what the Lord has done in your life, amen? People that won't go forward are those that refuse to remember the blessings of God and the favor of God. Let's go, let's study on this remembrance again, all right? It says right here, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 17. I tell you what, we can even do better than that. Go to 5:15. Deuteronomy 5:15. And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out hence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. I'm going to say, don't forget when you were in bondage. There are a lot of people that are a little bit freer than they used to be. When you get into the church and you get into God, you get into the things of God, there's liberty there. When you start to hear the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, guess what? You start to get freed from some stuff you used to be bound with. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And every once in a while, people get free. They get free from debt after hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Then they forget about when they were once bound. Don't ever forget what God has done for you. There's one thing that we want to cover here. Let's go here. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and are full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God. So to say, don't forget when things get real good. You know, when people need a helping hand, they don't forget God. They always remember to pray. You know, when they don't have enough, you know, bread to eat, amen, then we're going to pray and get real spiritual, amen. Then after God brings us out and delivers us, you know, we forget to pray. We forget to do what God wants us to do, to live the way God wants us to live. Amen?
You know, it's a discouraging thing when people get into this thing when when they're in trouble, they pray. Amen. When there's not enough, they pray and they worship and they don't miss a service. Do you hear what I'm saying? When they have need, they can't miss that prayer line. But after everything is taken care of, do they still stick in there? Amen. After they receive what they wanted from God, do they stay just a little while longer to say thank you? Because they don't forget what God did for him. I see it happen so many times in ministry. I didn't think it was possible. I had a friend that once told me, you're preaching all this prosperity stuff and talking all this prosperity stuff. Don't talk so much because I'll be afraid that once I get all this other stuff, we'll just leave God off and forget about stuff. Hey, Nisi, how you doing? Hey, someone said, they'll just forget and hang stuff up. He said, I'd rather not prosper, you know, because I don't want to just forsake God, you know. I'd rather stay right where I'm dependent. I said, well, that's silly. I said, why don't you develop yourself and be the person of integrity to where, you know, God can trust you with $10. He can trust you with $1,000. Amen. With $1,000,000. Amen. Don't keep yourself impoverished. Amen. Thinking that your poverty is keeping you close to God. It's your heart and your devotion that keeps you close to God. I tell you what, if it took you to be faithful and trust God with $10, it's going to take you 10 times as much when you get $1,000,000. Stay faithful and not forget. You will forget what God has done if you don't continually keep it in your head, keep it in your mind, because we are going someplace, whether you realize it or not. Things are getting better. Amen. I can look around. I'm starting to look at this church this morning, starting to look at some of you. Some of y'all look real good. I've known y'all for 2-3 years. Y'all didn't look this good a year ago. I'm going to tell you the truth. I got some snapshots. Now, let me put them up on the screen. You hear what I'm saying? God has done a good thing. Somebody say amen. I'm looking for, amen, I see some of them here, somebody say amen, some have lost 100 pounds, 50 pounds, I mean, hair's gotten better, makeup on, somebody say new clothes, fresh look, not stressed out on your face anymore, somebody say praise God, God's done a good thing, but you got to let people know, say, I haven't always been here, amen, and I didn't do this myself, God did this for me, the Lord did it, you didn't do it by your own power, and then by your own touch, amen, and in your own ability, God brought you, God restored you, don't forget. And you'll forget if you don't remember where you came from. It's all right to get a mansion, amen, as long as you don't forget the shack that God brought you from. I'm going to say glory to God. How, you know, so many times people can't even get a testimony in church and help anybody else out. You know, people will get in here and say, man, Christian, you look great. You look wonderful. You never, they have no idea. They don't know the faith that she had to stand. They stand in, amen, to be where she is today. And I think she's somewhere, don't you? Hallelujah. Don't forget what the Lord has done. Don't lose your testimony. I wonder, God, I believe God's teaching us this right now because it's about to bless us. Amen. We had several visions about coins falling from heaven on chairs. Amen. Gold trunks opening up. Somebody say, amen. When that good stuff comes, don't you forget where you come from. Thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord your God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. Well, some people will give credit to God. You know, but he told him how he brought him out. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go there if I can, if that's all right. Somebody say, just don't remember God, but remember how he did it. You know, every once in a while, you know, it's all right to come to a church where they're rolling on the floor when you ain't got anything and you need that faith. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. If it was faith and rolling on the floor and shouting and screaming and howling and brought that abundance, amen, stay there after you get it. You hear what I'm saying? Wasn't enough to realize that God did it, but how did he did it? How did he do it? He did it with signs, wonders, and miraculous miracles. He did it with faith. Amen. He did it with divine intervention. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't lessen your faith. Don't forget what God has done. There are so many people that God did it supernaturally. And there's a scripture in the Bible that says, listen, you haven't begun in the spirit. Do you think you're going to finish this thing out in the flesh? Have you begun this thing with supernatural signs and wonders, and God brought you out with ways that you can't even imagine? Do you think he's going to leave you off in the flesh to finish it out? No. I'm going to say no. Don't forget. You can shout, scream, and cry and roll on the floor when you got rags on. I tell you what, when you got that diamond ring on your finger and the fur coat on your back, if you were in Maryland, I guess that means something down here. You don't want one. Amen? Don't forget what got you there. You hear what I'm saying? So many people outgrow the Holy Ghost. Amen. They outgrow the Holy Ghost. They outgrow the things of God. You know, this is they take this as emergency relief. When it gets real bad, go find yourself a Holy Ghost church, you know. Get it all fixed. And after it gets all fixed, go run off someplace else. You know what? Remember what God has done. And don't forget. Hallelujah. God is a good God. And how he did it. He fed thee in the wilderness with manna. I'm going to say, don't forget your wilderness. Everybody that walks with God has a wilderness experience. You're going to have to come out of one place and get to another place. When you come out of that bondage, guess what? Before you get to the promised land, there's going to be a wilderness that you have to develop your faith in. And you're going to have to believe God. Well, that process of believing, the way in which you achieve your goals, amen, that is the thing that God does not want you to forget. And that's what he's telling you. Don't forget what he did for you on the way to where you're going. Don't arrive. Get there, you know, be blessed, amen. But never forget the power and the grace of God. I get so concerned. Y'all don't mind if we be kind of frank, amen. You know, this movement that we live in, amen, this movement that we're all a part of, I tell you what, we haven't always been this blessed. Pentecostals and charismatics, we started out on the bottom end of society. You hear what I'm saying? It was country folk, amen. People down the thing beating on trash cans and doing different things, amen. Then we got a hold of the word of prosperity, and we ended up getting real blessed in the 80s. But we got so blessed we turned somewhat so-called sophisticated or whatever it is. We've forgotten where God brought us. Do you hear what I'm saying? Brother T.D. Jakes said he won't buy a suit that he can't praise God in. Can you? Can you say the same thing? Have you forgotten what God has done in your life? Are you going to forget? How many of you have ever met anybody that forgot the goodness and the grace of God? Listen. Who fed thee in the wilderness, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thy heart, with my power, somebody say, my power, and my might, and my hand have I gotten me well. See, that's a dangerous thing. Somebody say, remember. So you're going to get blessed, and when that blessing comes, don't ever say, listen, I did this. My witty invention did this, you know. My skill did this. I was just smarter than the other guy. You know, you will get tempted in that way. Don't forget what God did. I'm going to say, remember. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get well. I'm going to say, power to get well. Just don't remember where, just don't forget where it comes from. Don't ever forget where abundance comes from. Amen. Where prosperity comes from. Where the grace of God comes from. You didn't do it. It was God's ability. His grace on your life. It was his open door. Do you hear what I'm saying? He worked those relationships out for you to meet the right person at the right time to do the right thing. Do you hear what I'm saying? It was his favor, his grace over your life that brought you where you are today. Do you hear what I'm saying? But if you can remember where you come from, you get to stay there and go on to the next level. But if you forget, God will give you a little reminder for it. I'm going to say amen. You got to go back to the wilderness a little bit and pick up that memory that you left off someplace. Amen. God's ability, his provision, his name. Somebody say glory to God. That he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as this day. And it shall be, if thou do all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against ye this day that you shall surely, somebody say surely, not a doubt about it, didn't say you might, didn't say you were in dangerous territory, somebody say surely, perish. Somebody say the things you hold in your head, or don't hold in your head, amen. Stop your boat from floating. Forget God. He'll show you who's holding the thing together. Do you hear what I'm saying? You think you're floating on by yourself. Many people think, I got my life all together. You know, it's my skill and my ability. I can just ditch off Jesus. I can ditch off God. I can ditch off confession. Amen. I can ditch off faith. Amen. I can ditch off prayer. I don't need any of those things. I can ditch off worship. Amen. I can ditch off service. I can ditch off all those things and still stand. I tell you what, the house that you live in, amen, this world that you built, amen, it was built by faith. You hear what I'm saying? People forget healing, you know, and lose healing just for the case of forgetting how it came. How do you keep what God gives? Remember that he gave it to you, and he'll give you more. This is a hard message this morning. This is a good message. Amen? I'm going to say a warning. God's about to do something great in your life. Don't forget it. Amen? As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your faith, you so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Amen? Psalm chapter 77, verse 11. I will remember the works of the Lord. So say, I will remember what God did. How many have had mighty works in your life? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I can remember some times. You hear what I'm saying? Well, we didn't know, amen, how the life we're going to be on. Amen. But God did something special. Do you hear what I'm saying? I choose to remember. Do you hear what I'm saying? I have to relive the experience. Amen. I'm going to keep it dear in my heart. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I can remember days when we didn't think we could make it another week. Amen. Another moment. Do you hear what I'm saying? I can remember. But I'm not remembering just necessarily the bad experience or the difficulty. I'm remembering the man who brought me out. Do you hear what I'm saying? Remember God. Don't keep rehashing junk. Amen. Keep rehashing deliverance. Amen. I can remember what God has done. Amen. Ooh, a person that remembers the Lord their God. Amen. In different cases. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything is something that's happened before. It's happened before. You know, when the devil comes at you, he doesn't have any new tricks. They're all the same old dumb tricks. He'll bring them to you again and again and again and again. But if you can remember who God is, amen, and what God has done, that he brought you out of it last time, he can do it again. Somebody say it again. But you won't know that he can do it again unless you remember. Amen. Say, God does it. Amen. Some of you have been stuck in ruts and stuck in holes in your life. Didn't think you could ever make it out. Think you'd ever survive. Amen. But look what God has done. Remember, you might be in a different rut. Amen. But if he got you out of that last one, the rut that you're in right now, he can get you out of this one. Somebody say, do it again. Say, God can do it again. Remember it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Praise God. That will cause your faith to arise. Amen. I tell you what, some of you people, some of the things that you've experienced in your wilderness, it's word for you. It's just not a little lesson that you learned by somebody talking to you. Amen. When you've been in a rut and God brought you out. Amen. That's a word for you. That's a rhema revelation to you. Amen. That my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Not just because I read it, but I've experienced it. I'm going to say, I don't forget. I remember. I remember how to pray in tongues too. Hallelujah. So easily do we forget. I'm going to say Memorial Day. Say, here he goes knocking the holidays again. Amen. We want to remember warriors gone by. Amen. Thank God for them. Somebody say praise God. Amen. But they're off in glory somewhere. Do you hear what I'm saying? Those boys are gone, amen, but there's a warrior that ever lives, and his name is Jesus Christ. He has conquered many battles. He's won many wars. You hear what I'm saying? He brings you out day by day. Don't forget it. Woo! Glory to God. Some of you living in houses that the Lord kept the payments on. You hear what I'm saying? Remember, when those things come, say, God, you did it before. You can do it again and again and again. Say, God can do it again. What can he do again? You don't know unless you remember. You ever been depressed before? Think about it. Amen. Did he bring you out? That's what he can do again. Let the devil know. I won't forget. You see what I'm saying? Use it against him. turn those tests and those trials, those things that you've endured in your life into testimony. Do you hear what I'm saying? People need to have testimonies. That's how we overcome. That's how we get over. Amen. Now listen, Psalm chapter 77, verse 11. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Somebody say, praise God. Wonders of old. I wonder how God did that. You know, there was a song they used to sing, how I got over. How I got, anybody ever heard it? Over. My soul goes back in wonders. How I got over. Somebody say, my soul goes back in wonder. How I got over. There's some situations that I was in. I still don't know how I got out, but I know it was God. You hear what I'm saying? You must meditate on it. You hear what I'm saying? You should have a little holiday. Maybe tomorrow you should take a little 15, 20-minute break and go back and reminisce. Somebody say, remember the things that God has done in your life. Somebody say, you need to go to the devil's graveyard. Amen? Go look at all them demons that you put out. Amen? Sicknesses and disease that you've had. Some of you had reports. Hey, you're not going to live again. Amen? You'll never walk again. You won't see no more. You hear what I'm saying? Go back to the place and remember. Go back to the graveyard where that assignment rests and that assignment lays. You hear what I'm saying? Some people told you, hey, you'd never be anything. You'd never amount to anything. You'll never make it. You'll never get another job. You're going to lose your house. I'm going to say, go back to the graveyard where that thing the devil's trying to do is resting and remember what God has done. Hallelujah. I'm going to say Memorial Day. After this Memorial Day, after this Remembrance Day, do you hear what I'm saying? You need to turn these things into monuments, amen? Monuments. After you go back to that memorial place, come out victorious, amen? Come out with greater faith. Remember, our faith is increased. I can prove that to you. Let's go. Listen. When you remember what God has done, your faith will overcome your fear. Anybody challenged right now? Anybody got an issue where you got to use some faith to press on in? Somebody say, amen. Things can get much better. They're going to get better. You're going to see God move. He's going to move by faith. You hear what I'm saying? How many of you want some faith to see God do something that he's in his word? He said he would do. It's going to do it by faith. Well, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Well, one of the words you need to hear that God is faithful. Somebody say, remembrance will increase your faith. How many of you want to have greater faith? I want to have some greater faith. Well, one way you get greater faith is hearing the word. But another way, you can supplement your word diet, amen, with healthy remembrance of God's provision. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 17. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispose them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember. Somebody say, glory to God. There are certain situations in your life that there's some fear. Somebody say, glory to God. You know, when you get into different situations, every once in a while you say, well, I'm not certain if I'll make it out of this. I don't know if I can really do it. Well, if you've got one of those situations in your life right now, go back and remember. Somebody say, don't fear. Just remember. Glory to God. But shall remember well what the Lord had, what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. Somebody say, praise God. Let's go have a testimony service right now. Everybody just take a moment, pause for a second. Amen. Find the adversity that you're looking at right now. Amen. Somebody say, amen, I'm going to go back and rebuild myself. I'm going to go refresh my memory. Go back and think of that last battle. Find the biggest battle in your life, the one you think you'd ever make it out of. Find the biggest one. Think about it. Amen. Find out what the devil said the last time. Amen. How many ever had the devil lie to you? Go back, way back. Amen. Some of you have been faced with some situation where the devil told you, amen, hey, you won't live another day. You're going to kill yourself. Amen. Yeah, you've been there. Hallelujah. Wasn't that a lie? You'll never make it out of this situation. Hey, that will never get better. Amen. Some of you had money missing. Amen. Whatever it was, you'll never eat again. Think about it. I'm going to say, remember. Did you make it out? Are you still standing? That will develop your faith and increase your faith. The great temptations which thou saw and the signs and wonders in the mighty hand. I'm going to say signs, wonders, and God's mighty hand. That's what you got to remember. See, people want to forget. They want to take the supernatural out of the picture after they don't need it anymore. Amen. When you need God to come through supernaturally, you go, hey, is he, oh, I believe in God for a miracle when you need it. Amen. And after you get that miracle, I don't know if I believe in miracles anymore. Do you hear what I'm saying? Remember. Are we getting anything this morning? I'm here to tell you this morning that God can bring you out. God can deliver you. He can work that situation out. He's done it before, and he can do it again, only better. Do you hear what I'm saying? Only to a greater degree. We have a supernatural God that does supernatural things. Do you hear what I'm saying? Increase your faith and build your faith just by remembering. Hallelujah. I can give some of you some testimonies right now. I want you to remember when Kathy was so sick, you didn't think she'd make it. You thought you'd probably have two girls you're raising on your own. I'm going to say, remember. He brought you out of that. Somebody say, amen. Amen. She might have been laying on the bed, you going to get water. She's sitting beside you in church, healed and healthy and well and doing God's will. Do you hear what I'm saying? Remember. Somebody say, glory to God. Will, you look real good, don't you, brother? Amen. Looking real good, running sound. And I'm not mad at him. Amen. He's doing a real good job. So say, that's the grace of God. We could remember and say, hey, we don't think brother, that brother, amen, the devil was trying to tell us that brother couldn't do anything. Amen. He would be so bound, amen, by the devil and what the devil was trying to do. I'm testifying. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't forget. There was one Friday night, I just nearly kicked my keyboard over shouting and dancing. Amen. Why was I ready to shout and dance? Because I looked back there at Brother Will, and I remembered, amen, I can remember him sitting right there in that seat about 4 to 5 weeks ago when we had a Holy Ghost flow, and he tried so hard to get up and jig like Dalton, amen, but he just could not jig, amen, amen. He could not get those feet released to move the way God wanted. He couldn't praise God the way God wanted him to. Can you remember, Will? Amen. You didn't know I was looking at you, but I sat there and watched you for about 15, 20 minutes trying to shout, amen, and trying to have a Holy Ghost fit, but you just couldn't get it, amen, amen, but times change, don't they, amen? A little bit later, you hear what I'm saying? I saw him over there, and he shouted about 5 times. The brother was getting down. Do you hear what I'm saying? He did himself a jig. You hear what I'm saying? I remembered what God has done. Somebody say, glory to God. Woohoo! Thank you, Jesus. You want another testimony? Open your wallet right now and look in there. Amen? That's a testimony of what God can do. Complaining about what you don't have, think about what you didn't have. Amen? Somebody said he did it before. He can do it again. Maxine tells me the family. Amen. Maxine, can I share one of your testimonies? Somebody say, this man's just running his mouth telling all our business. Do you hear what I'm saying? Somebody say, don't forget. Don't forget the Christmases. Amen. Maxine looks real good right now. She's blessed this house, blessed this church. You hear what I'm saying? Blessed just about everybody in it. You hear what I'm saying? Done great and mighty things financially for the kingdom of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Maxine's taken whole companies and paid the payroll for how many employees was it y'all had over there? 35 employees. She had to cover 35 employees' payroll out of her own personal account. But I can remember her telling me. You hear what I'm saying? I can remember her telling me, amen, Christmas time coming around back there in Arkansas, amen, when Christmas time would come around, there'd be fruit in the basket. Do you hear what I'm saying? I can remember. God did it then, he can do it again. Do you hear what I'm saying? This thing, this battle that you're facing, this circumstance that you're dealing with, amen, God can do it again. Do you hear what I'm saying? You got a whole lot more starting right now than what you had when you started out. Do you hear what I'm saying? Maxine, how many pieces of fruit do you got in the refrigerator today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Start working with that. Amen. Hallelujah. She said she threw out some rotten lemons this morning. Somebody say, glory to God. Thank God for throwing out rotten lemons when you got one apple for Christmas. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I remember. Glory to God. You weren't always driving that fine car. Amen. I can remember. Do you hear what I'm saying? Woohoo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can remember, Crystal. Somebody say, tell me to shut up if you don't want me to. Somebody say, don't go there, Pastor, but I'm going to go. Anybody getting their faith increased? Do you hear what I'm saying? I can remember this last time. Amen. Y'all moved from one place to the other place. Good looking stuff. Do you hear what I'm saying? Good looking stuff from one house to the next house. Everything looking fresh. Everything looking clean. Somebody say, moving. But I can remember the first move. Do you hear what I'm saying? With water up about that high, flooded out. Do you hear what I'm saying? And most of the stuff, I'm saying, why are we even moving this stuff? We need to leave it there. Amen? I'm going to say, don't forget. If he did it then, he can do it again. Praise God, sister. If God got you a place before, he can do it again. Thank God this time you're not pulling up out of the water. Amen? You're just taking the blessings of God and going on. You hear what I'm saying? There's nothing you're facing in this situation, this life right now, amen, that you can't make it through. Use the same amount of faith. Hallelujah. So say, he can do it again. If you remember, what can he do again? God. Thank you, Jesus. David had to remember some things when he fought that battle. He said, I remember the bear. I remember this one. Amen. If God did it then, he can do it again. I'm saying, I'll do it again. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And it's just amazing. We try to act like we're starting all over, but you never completely start all over. You hear what I'm saying? People get all discouraged because they look like they lose something here, lose something there. Do you hear what I'm saying? We ain't lost nothing. You hear what I'm saying? We're a lot better than where we started off. You hear what I'm saying? If he did it before, he can do it again. Amen? Then after that, he can do it again. And after that, he'll do it again. You never go completely back. You hear what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus. Woo, praise God, praise God. Say, I will remember. But listen, let's go on with it. Listen, moreover, the Lord thy God will send hornets among them until they are left and hide themselves from thee and be destroyed. Thou shalt not be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is among you a mighty God and terrible. Some say, I remember. Listen, there was one situation in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 16, verse 8. They came up against some difficulty, amen? Which when perceived, he said unto them, oh, you of little faith. Somebody say, you of little faith. Little faith people get little faith because they forget. You hear? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I don't just know I love Scripture. Well, you don't need to know that much. You can have Scripture all you want to. Just remember your last battle. That will develop your faith. And say, oh, ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourself because ye have no brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember the five loaves? Somebody say, remember. Listen, remember the five loaves of the 5,000, how many baskets you took up? Did you forget what he did last time? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody, you thought you were in some situation where you thought you'd lose your shirt. Have you forgotten? You ended up blessed. Say, I will never forget. Amen. So many people forget words. Go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 13. It says, Remember the word which Moses spoke, the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, the Lord your God have given you rest and have given you this land. Somebody say, even remember the promise. Amen. Don't remember just the provision of it, but remember what it was spoken to you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't forget a word. Amen. The word that you forget is the word you will not be able to experience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all want some other things not to forget? Listen, evidence of people that have forgotten where they come from. Those that remember that God, what God has done for them will do for others. They will help others over instead of try to get over on others. You say, uh-oh. Somebody said, uh-oh. That must not be none of us in here. Do you hear what I'm saying? Why are you always trying to help somebody? Because I can remember when I needed help myself. Do you hear what I'm saying? Why are you so concerned about somebody else's healing? Because I can remember when I needed healing myself. Do you hear what I'm saying? Those that truly remember where they came from will help somebody else. You want to figure out if you remember where you came from? What are you trying to do today? Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 17. Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge. But thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee out. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. Why are you so good to people? Why do you always get moved in your heart when you see a beggar on the street corner? Because you remember what God did for you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. Why are you so easy to forgive somebody else of their sin or their shortcomings? Amen. Because you remember when you had them. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't forget. When thou cuttest down thou harvest field, amen, and thou hast forgotten the sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger and for the fatherless and for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the works of thine hand. When thou beatest thine olive tree, thou shalt not go over the burrows again. It shall be for the stranger and for the fatherless and the widow. And when thou gatherest the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean afterward. Somebody said, don't get all tight. People get all blessed. Amen. They get stingy. You ever seen that? And get all crazy. Never had anything. As soon as they get it, they're ready to rip everybody else off like it's not enough. You can tell when God's done something for somebody else. Amen. By how they treat others. How you treat others. Do you remember what you came from? And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command thee. Somebody say, we're commanded of God to do this thing. When we remember, God will do good things. One more remembrance and I'll let you go. Is that all right? Maybe. I'm learning not to be a liar. Is that all right? But I'm going to make sure you get this. Somebody say amen. Somebody say remember. Did we just get in the woodland? Amen. Like we've been here forever. This is a very blessed city. Amen. It ain't that old. I mean, I can tell. Every one of us got a little bit of country in it. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Somebody, I don't even have to remember. Amen. I can hear it. Amen. Somebody's been playing the banjo on the porch steps somewhere. You hear what I'm saying? You haven't always been over there in River Isles. Amen. In River Oaks. Come on, say glory to God. You can tell great people. One of the things I like about the Osteens, you know, when I get out with Brother Paul, you know, somebody say they remember. Why does God keep doing good things? Because they remember. Amen. You go out there to the church. You go into that big, lovely church flags all over the place. $4 million a year in missions. What a great thing God has done. Do you hear what I'm saying? But you go out there in the foyer, amen, they don't got a picture. They're not broadcasting all this great thing they're doing today. There's a picture of a little feed store in the lobby. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't forget. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. They always tell me where we come from. Now, to remember, it means to be mindful and recount. And record and think on. To be mindful, to remember. Everybody say remember. It means to be mindful. To be mindful and to recount. Somebody say recount. What does that mean? Recount. Why would remember have to do with recount? Because, you know, everything you got, you paid for. Everything that you have in life today, it came from something. Amen. Somebody gave something. Somebody sowed something. Amen. Where you're at today. There, amen, it took some stuff to put it all together. Somebody say, recount it. And what it means by recount it, you need to renumber it. Amen. That was the Lord's. Amen. That was this one. Amen. Figure out where it came from. Do you hear what I'm saying? That was grace that put this one together. That was a supernatural move from God that held this one together. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody say, recount it. Every once in a while, you mix up your figures. Amen. Somebody might think that what... This might not be all that, but you hear what I'm saying? Somebody say, I recount it all the time. I remember what God has done. Before I'm saying, I'll say, I can count it up. Amen. Amen. That wasn't in my budget. It was in God's budget. You hear what I'm saying? That sound system came from somebody who didn't even go to church. You hear what I'm saying? An unbeliever. Somebody say, recounting. Maybe we need to do some stuff real quick and look at, evaluate our lives, recount. Somebody say, ego, did you pay for everything you've got? Amen. Your good looks didn't give you everything. You hear what I'm saying? Recount and figure out that God was there working the things. Amen. And say, get your numbers straight. Time for a Holy Ghost audit. We'll say, remember. Be mindful, recount, and record it. And think about it. We'll say, just think about it. Glory to God. Now here's one. Exodus. Another way. Another thing, somebody say, glory to God. Holy Ghost moving on Shelby and running in the Spirit. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. So we know that two signs will be prevalent on people that remember the Lord their God, okay? One is they won't be so, amen, they won't be so me-oriented. oriented, so selfish oriented. Amen. They'll think about others on the way. You hear what I'm saying? To be able to help somebody out. Glory to God. I'm encouraged by Sister Joyce. One of the things I always notice about Joyce, you know, Joyce looks like, amen, she's been living next door. Who's that guy who used to live next door? She looked like the time she's been down in River Oaks. Amen. Amen. She looks real good. But you know what? She's not so up there that she can't relate to anybody else. Amen. Doesn't matter what color you are. Amen. Doesn't matter your background. Doesn't matter where you've been. Somebody say glory to God. That's somebody that remembers. You hear what I'm saying? You can tell. You too, Mama Mac. Everybody else. Glory to God. Remember the Sabbath day. Somebody say, remember the Sabbath day. To keep it holy. But here's a commandment. All right? 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. The seventh day is the Sabbath day, the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy maidservant, nor thy whatever, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and sea, and all that are in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Someone said, there is a hallowed day. How many of you believe that, listen, that the blessing of the God has significance? We can look at the Bible. When the Father would anoint his son, he blessed one and cursed another one. They ended up cursed, didn't they? So there's something to blessing. Look at somebody and say, every day is not the same day. God spoke over one day. He blessed it and hallowed it and sanctified it. It's holy unto God. He told Moses, listen, take off your shoes for the place that you're standing. It's holy. So he said, you just can't walk on it any way you want to. You just can't treat it any kind of way you want to. Somebody said, blessed, holy, sanctified, or for anointed. You hear what God said? Listen, touch not mine anointed one, do my prophets no harm. Somebody said, it's anointed or it's blessed. Somebody said, there's something about that day. Somebody said, be careful how you handle the day that the Lord spoke over. Somebody said, remember. How many of you have forgotten that God spoke over the seventh day? This is what he said right here. The Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Somebody say, Sabbath. See, listen, many people don't experience a Sabbath. It's Sabbath is basically, when you look, study the word Sabbath, it means intermission. Somebody say, in between. Mission. There are some people that can't have a Sabbath because they don't have a mission. But the Sabbath is in between missions. Amen? Keep it holy. Take a break in between the mission. Make sure your mission is the will of God, and God rested after his work. Rest after the work. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How many are you going to remember this week? How many are you going to wash your mind and your hard drives? We just got a new hard drive here at the church. Amen? You got a big hard drive. Well, in this hard drive of your mind, you will remember the great things of God. Don't ever forget it. It will increase your faith. Don't forget God's done. But remember. You hear what I'm saying? Keep it fresh in your mind. Why don't you stand right where you are? Let's pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Bless the Lord. Come on, let's all pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Niecy's got a friend here this morning. Welcome. Amen. This, after church, this man will give you $500. No, I'm joking. Amen. Because he remembers where God brought him from. Somebody say, I will remember the great and mighty works that God has done. They will be fresh in my heart, fresh in my mind. The Lord hath done great things. The Lord will do great things. I haven't forgotten my God, his provision, his power. Somebody say, I know how to get it done. In Jesus' name. Now just bless the Lord for the great things he's done. And increase your faith right now. Just increase your faith right now in the name of Jesus. That's a ticket, amen. He's given you kingdom keys, amen. Somebody say, in my mind, amen. In my mind, I'm meditating on the great things that God has done. Somebody say, I store in his wonders, amen. Amen. I'm not you. Listen, if you don't store the wonders of God in your head, amen, you'll have the fears of the devil. Do you hear what I'm saying? Stop the work of the devil in your life by remembering the wonders of your God. Father God, they won't wax cold in their faith in the name of Jesus, Father God. They won't be exalted in pride, but will always be humbled by your power, by your ability, Father God. We won't walk so fast, Father God, that we forget your name, Father God. And your name is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our healer you are, O God, our strengthener, our God, our source, God, our refuge, O God. You're our strong tower. We will not forget you. We'll remember where we can run when things get tough, O God. Hallelujah. You are a mighty God. You're a source. You're a deliverer in the name of Jesus. At these last closing moments right here, just remember the name of the Lord your God. Just remember the name of the Lord your God. And don't forget his name. Whatever he is to you, remember it. Amen. Whatever he is to you, remember it. Amen. If you're lonely, remember you've been lonely before. Remember who got you out of the last time. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're in need, if you're hurt, if you're broken heart, and you've been there before, remember. Amen. Don't forget, you will develop your faith to a higher degree, to a higher level. God has done it before, and he will do it again, but only greater. Hallelujah. Well, thank God. Hallelujah. Well, we can put on some good music. We're going to be here tonight at 7 o'clock. Somebody say praise God. Y'all people are doing good on holiday. Isn't it great? Yes, ma'am. Yes, come on. Yes, precious. Get some good music ready. Yes. Jesse wants checks of dividends of $100. Everybody gets checks. Yeah, we're not going to forget. You can't go. They give him lots of money. No. God bless Brother Jesse. Amen. But if you do want to sell, you can sell with him. Amen. Amen. What are you looking all scared for? Hallelujah. Don't you forget. Yeah. Come on. Get ready to sing, girl. Come on. Amen. Great God. Great. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Turn around, Jason. Happy birthday, dear Jesse. Happy birthday to you. Now, Belle, since you remembered his birthday, you sing the Spanish one. No, come on, you sing. If you're going to put us, if you're going to embarrass us about missing the boys singing happy birthday, you sing the Spanish one. Can you sing it? Oh, go. Sing it. Sing that. How you go? Come on. Yeah, sing the song. No, the one. And okay, she's going to do it. Somebody say, let her sing. Come on. Go on. Praise God. And Dalton, I remember you owe me some money. No, I'm joking. No, y'all be blessed. Y'all be blessed and have a good time today. Get a cup of coffee before you go. And don't forget church tonight. Today is the Lord's Sabbath day. Amen. And be blessed in it. Glory to God.